Welcome to the Drop-In CEO podcast. I'm Deb Coviello, and as the Drop-In CEO, I drop into businesses and assume the CEO role to enhance the human element and increase the results they achieve. This podcast is about bringing you conversations with expert guests who have achieved their greatest results built on a strong foundation of purpose, values, and elevating people. If you're a business leader, entrepreneur, or even just getting started in business, join us as we build the skills you need to achieve your goals. Welcome, everybody, to the Drop-In CEO podcast. I'm Deb Coviello, your host, and I have the distinct pleasure today of bringing Dan Bennett to a conversation that I know you'll thoroughly enjoy. Dan Bennett is born and raised in Flint, Michigan, and the founder of Cellcore Creative, an authentic story development company. And that's simply just another way of helping organizations effectively tell their stories to a highly targeted audience. Dan has had the privilege to work with so many amazing clients like Harley Davidson, Hasbro, Cisco, Anheuser-Busch, Camaro, and many, many more. And he's also a public speaker who's flown all over the United States to share his knowledge and expertise on storytelling in business and the power of video. Now, I won't steal his thunder, but we're going to talk also about the antipreneur. But briefly, it is his personal brand that focuses on the fact that there are no shortcuts, no magic bullet to help people build their business and their personal brands. So with that, I just want to welcome Dan. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Deb, thank you so much. I'm humbled by the introduction and definitely looking forward to doing this show with you.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And just to give my listeners some context why I invited Dan to the show, he's a humble person, but I find that his work and the way he works is truly inspirational. So Dan really gets to the heart of business, and he truly is passionate about understanding people, their business, and their passion to tell their story. And it's during that process where he finds the purpose, finds the nugget, that he truly elevates these organizations to places where they never really would have thought they would have gone. And for me personally, he's simply a giving person. When I started my business, I stumbled upon him in social media, and he's an absolute wealth of knowledge and found time at any time to help me answer the questions on my entrepreneurial journey. And so for that, I am looking forward to a fantastic conversation with Dan so you can enjoy. So let's just get into this. So I'd really love for you just to share a little context about your business journey. You're an amazing storyteller. One of your things that really resonates and I want the audience to listen to is one of your taglines is story is everything.
Yeah.
It's so important to who you are. So I'd love to hear about where that came from and also a little bit about your business journey.
So like a nutshell version is I was one of those kids that was good at something in high school and their teacher said, hey, you should go to college for that. And that happened to be drafting and design. So I was kind of thrust into the engineering field. And luckily at a very young age, I found out it was not for me. I took a year off well after most people take a year off to discover themselves. And during that, I was in a band that toured all over the Midwest and East Coast. And to make ends meet, I'll date myself a little. I did our MySpace web development, printed our own merch, all that kind of stuff. So we didn't have to pay a third party to do it. And then a natural progression was other bands needed that sort of stuff. And the print shop I was working with that was doing our t-shirts ended up seeing that we did really good artwork and we were bringing in orders from other bands. And all of a sudden it clicked one day and I'm like, wait, design. Telling some other band's story can be something I can do to make a living. So it kind of naturally progressed from there. And that left me in a position where I'm very 50-50 left-right brained. So I love business development. I love helping other people. But thank God I had the creative capabilities to do all the things we needed, just like back in the band days, to sustain business growth without having to expend a lot of finances up front to do things like web development and all of the marketing needs and that sort of thing. So that's a short version.
So fast forward, you now have your own company, Cellcore Creative. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So authentic story development is a very purposeful category that we are trying to build and dominate. And at its core, which is where Cellcore comes from, getting to the heart of any kind of messaging a company's doing is story. And we lead with that. So we do offer the commodities of video production, digital media design, social media content development for clients. But those are just that. They're milk and cheese, if you will. Anyone can do those things. But because we lead with story and we qualify clients on the basis of, are they trying to tell a better story? Are they trying to make a more genuine and emotional connection with their clients? And are they worried about targeting that audience instead of just blasting out noise to everyone? If those things align and we find we're a good fit, they already have an understanding of story is what we're really doing. Story development is what we're focused on. And the rest are just vehicles to get your story where it needs to go.
So help me to understand. This sounds like a marketing company. Are they your competition, or how is it that they miss the mark and you bring something forward that people would prefer?
Yeah, we have these conversations all the time and it's really, really fun. So early on, because video is such a powerful part of storytelling in the current digital marketing age, if you will, a lot of people early on tried to peg us as a video production company. And we're nowhere near that. So that one was easy to kind of dodge over time. But the marketing agency pigeonholing that was coming my way a few years back was a little bit harder to dodge because we are telling story for a company. So the way that I kind of wrap that up for people to understand is you might hire a video production company and get real lucky. And the person who's the creative director of your project really cares about story. Or you might hire a marketing agency and again, get real, real lucky. And the person who's handling your project or your case is really driven by story. So they dig in and they pull that out of you. But it's very rare that either one of those sorts of companies lead with story development. So we actually have a process when we bring new clients on, a creative discovery and story development process, because we're pulling from them. We have to meet them. We have to become part of their team. We have to put them through their paces. We have to go through branding and all these things so we understand them as a whole and as a human. And a lot of times all we do is pull story that was already in there out onto the table, get rid of all the nonsense that doesn't need to be there, clean it up and put a really big spotlight on it. And many times those business owners, are in a position where they're like, oh my gosh, that's so amazing. Thank you. And we're just like, no, it wasn't us. It was you. It was in there the whole time. We're just really good at pulling it out. So that's kind of how I view our differentiation there.
So I'd love to put this in more context and thank you for broadly explaining what you do.
Yeah.
And my listeners span either, business leaders, entrepreneurs like us, or even an aspiring individual who's trying to build their profession. So the theory and the thought about story is so important. But I do want to talk about one of your clients' client testimonials, and I'll bring up a quote, and it's from Jacqueline. So Dan took what I was accomplishing in real life and brought it to the digital landscape, opening up so many possibilities for my brand. Can you share a little bit about what happened there?
Yeah, it's funny because since that point, I have used that idea over and over again when I'm talking to potential clients, trying to help them understand what it is that we do. So Jacqueline, or Jax, is a high-end chef, and she was doing really, really cool stuff in real life. Mm-hmm. She's the chef that wears a black coat instead of a white one and has a mohawk and is wearing like Star Wars leggings, and everyone loves her. And she does these cool, infusions and cocktails along with her food. And I was watching this happen in real life and realizing, man, all we have to do is capture like 80% of the essence of what you are in real life to get that out in front of you so people can meet you without having to take up your time and actually meet you. And also start to get a little bit of that know, like, and trust in place before they ever meet you because they've seen your videos or they've interacted with your content. And then when they see you in real life, it's like, ah, there's the whole version. And since then, what's happened with a lot of clients is they've fallen into this area that I say my favorite clients, and it's not just favorite people, but the ones that get the most traction, have the most fun working with us, we have the most fun working with them, are often people who are doing something amazing in real life, IRL, like I always say, in real life. And all we have to do is capture it and digitize it and make sure we're telling people who care instead of just telling 10,000 people who happen to be passing by.
So there's so much in that. And I will absolutely agree with one of the things you said is the power of video and storytelling. Yeah. Because I personally, since I pushed the button February of last year, 2019, and I was nervous as heck, to now when I post video or post my content, while I may not have a lot of vanity metrics, when somebody meets me in real life, they say, I've been watching you. I like what you're doing. And then we've already had that conversation or the pre-conversation. They trust you, they know you, they like you. And then we can just kind of roll up our sleeves and dig in and do brilliant work. So
yeah,
very powerful stuff.
It's so powerful. Quick story about LinkedIn, because that's actually where we met, and I'm so happy that happened. Quick story there is I, at one point in time, I quit counting, but I got up around a dozen direct messages on LinkedIn over time where someone was like, hey, you know, you make great video, you talk about storytelling, you give a little bit of like business development information, and that's so cool. Can you introduce me to someone who can help me create content like that? And then I would just like kind of grin and point at myself and say, I'm that guy. And the reason that worked is because I was never selling anything. I was giving everything away and trying to do my best to really just talk into a mirror, because I was making videos essentially for myself, in the sense of I'm sharing business information, but it's only because I've been through it. And it was such a light sell, if a sell at all, that people were actually asking me who I could recommend to do video for them because I was doing good video, you know. So it's a powerful thing for sure.
Yeah, there's another quote that I just find amazing. And so I'll start with it, because this is another client testimonial. And it's to your point about building that trust. People don't buy your products, they buy your stories. So I was sold on Dan's story. So it was no brainer when I brought him on board to tell my story. So you tell me a little bit about that one.
Humans in general are just like aching to not only hear, but also tell story. It's cliche, and a lot of gurus are buzzing around saying these things, and I have to fight against that sometimes because there is depth to it. But it's how we communicate. It's how I can go tell someone, man, I ate at this restaurant. Not only was the food good, but like the wait staff, I mean, the way they treated me, I'm definitely going back. That only happens through story. If I just said, restaurant's fine, and moved on, is my friend going to go there and try it out? I don't know. But if I dive in and tell them about my whole experience, now they can feel it, emotional attachment. Maybe I'm so good at storytelling, it's visceral. Now there's a way higher chance that they're going to go. So businesses are poised to tell great story, and a lot just miss the mark. And I always say, if you're going to do it anyway, you're already doing your marketing, you're already building a website, you're already trying to get more foot traffic, or maybe even advertising and ad spend and all those things. If you're doing it anyway, maybe we should take a look at it and do a way better job of doing it. So we don't come in and try and charge a bunch of money to be louder. We try and come in and craft that story so it's way more effective.
So Dan, your story resonates so much with small and growing businesses, how to bring that story out, because people want to trust, they want to buy people's story. And I know corporate executives will also get branded and learn their 30-second elevator speech and tell their stories. But what about the up-and-coming professional? They're late, early, they're mid-career, they're trying to do their work, their job to the best they can. And there's that balance between being professional and sharing a little bit of the personal side. What advice might you give to the professional working in a 9-to-5 and the story behind who they actually are?
Yeah, there's an example I usually use to pick on like old stuffy CEO guys, because I like to pick on them a little bit. But it works across the board. And that quick little analogy is, you've been at work all day, you're doing a great job, you're giving your all, you love the company you work for, you're trying to get ahead. You get off work, you go to your favorite watering hole. For me, it's whiskey or scotch. I love to just sip on something at the end of a day. Someone else comes to the bar, they saddle up, they're having a drink too. Maybe they scoot down, saddle up next to you, and they say, hey, what do you do? You're going to give such a different answer to them than you would if you went into a boardroom and gave a PowerPoint presentation and told someone what you do. So I always try and challenge people to give me that version. Give me the version of, wow, a stranger just asked me what I do. They must actually care. You know what's interesting? I'm a real estate agent, but there's a lot of us, right? So what I really focus on is helping first-time home buyers, because that's such a difficult thing to navigate. It's terrifying. Could be the biggest investment of your life. Those are the ones I focus on, because I love helping those like young couples and all these different people that are first-time home buyers really get through. If I just said, I'm a real estate agent, nice to meet you, it's all over. Yeah, there's 1,000 of those. Who cares? But now I took you on a journey of what I'm about. So maybe now you're like, that's so crazy, because I'm looking at buying my first home right now, and it is scary. I would love to get your card. However that works out, it's because you told the story, and I always want that after work bar version.
Yeah, you know, there's some amazing insight in there. And again, I coming up through my career, and I'm now mentoring a number of fantastic professionals. And there's this fear of being transparent and telling your story. But what you've just bundled up here is that, okay, you can continue with the status quo, do your job and hope for that increase, or you can go off road a little bit and craft a story and use that story to show up every day. And either people are going to love it or they're not, but it will differentiate you in the long run.
Always. Yeah. And that's a question that comes up a lot because we put out a lot of content. We have a podcast. We do interact with up and coming business owners and we get those questions like, how do I be more authentic or how do I be, you know, my true self or how do I relate to clients about who I really am through story? And this is what we do for a living, right? So it's always something where we're tweaking, we're learning, we're working with people to try and develop those things and just be more, it's a buzzword, but we have to use it, be more authentic. And if that's a process, then so be it. I always relate it to like tattoos. I have tattoos. And early on, it's like, ooh, this is going to hurt. And then eventually, especially if you find a great artist, you know, going in, it's going to hurt, but the end result's so great. I'm going to feel good about it. The artist is going to feel good about it. Some of my friends and family might see it and admire it. You know the end result because you've done it a few times. Early on, it's just getting past that, like, ooh, it's a needle. It's going to hurt, you know? And I often say that the best things in business are ridiculously simple in nature and complex in execution. That doesn't mean that they're still not simple in nature. And I think that people get held back because they look at the complexity of the execution instead of the simplicity of what we need to do. And storytelling is one of those things. Yeah, tell a great story. All these gurus say that. How do I do that? Well, if you're working with us, we actually walk you through the process. But there's a lot of resources out there. And maybe you could just watch, you know, 10 documentaries, which sounds like just going home and throwing on Netflix. But maybe you start to pick up on storytelling and how these really interesting individuals convey to you in the short amount of time they have what they're all about. Tell you a great story, take you on a journey, and then start thinking about, maybe I can do that even though I'm a dentist or whatever the case may be, because there's always something in there. There's a reason you do what you do, a reason you got started, something that led you there, a passion that drove you all the way through 8 years of school, and something that drives you now to serve your clients or your patients well. All those things exist in all of us, or else we wouldn't be putting in all the hours every week to try and run a business or be a great employee. So definitely, you know, I encourage people to dig into those things and think of story as something ancient and powerful and deep and not just a word that people say.
So great inspiration, Dan, and thank you. And I might even add a little bit for people that are scared and afraid of doing it. Think about what can you do tomorrow? Think about what your story is, because a person like Dan, and I absolutely propose you give him a call if you want to have your story brought forward. But I do challenge you to think about, well, what is your story? Because you do have to do the hard work. You have to think about who I am. What do I stand for? What do I absolutely love? And is your story worth telling? Because somebody out there is really going to care. And in business, again, business leader, entrepreneur, or coming up in your career, it's not what you do, but it's those connections that you make with people. And ultimately, all the tactical work is easy.
Absolutely. Yeah. I often say, too, that a lot of people try and hustle and grind and push and make things happen. And yes, that's part of entrepreneurship. But I find more value in executing and getting good at things and then being ready when opportunity presents itself. And when you start striking at opportunity as opposed to pushing and trying to force things to happen, at least in our case, it just works.
So the stories you tell are a client realizes they need you, they want to go on a journey. And it sounds like you start with them at the beginning of their journey. But have you ever been brought into a situation in the middle, like maybe they're in crisis, or they need a drastic change, and you show up, you drop in, and you have to first make them whole and then move them to tell their story or to achieve their goals? Share with me something like that.
Yeah, for sure. I love those. It could be a pivot. It could be a rebranding. It could just be some messaging because they've lost touch with their audience. And the cool thing about that is there's a history in place already. So I can dig in and say, why did you start? Where did this come from? What's the origin? How did we get here? How do we get back to the glory days if you had them? And what was the reason that stuff worked at that point in time? So we worked with a larger retirement home facility company here in Michigan. They have like 9 locations around the state. They want to do an orientation video. I'm always the guy up front that's like, oh, you just need a video? I'll hand you off to someone who does video, because what we do is storytelling, even though we use video. And they're like, no, you're recommended. We want to work with you. I'm like, all right. So went to their headquarters, had a meeting, met some of their upper brass, and found out that they actually cared about story. And that was super cool. So instead of, okay, now you're a new hire, make sure when you're cleaning the room, you put gloves on and it was, let's make a mini documentary interviewing all of the people from top to bottom and see what they have to say about why you should want to work here, what's expected of you if you work here, and why you might want to stay for the long haul. And essentially what ended up happening is, without direction or scripting or anything, all of these people people ended up telling me that they are all family. They all have each other's backs. They care so much about who they hire that they'll sit on a position and not hire it for 6 months sometimes and cover each other's shifts and backs until they find the right person. So we captured these things that not only showed the camaraderie and family element of the work staff, but how all of them are hyper-focused on the residents being taken care of and loved just the way that they should be. And it was so powerful that I got to a point to where we were actually filming one of their interior business conferences, training stuff. It was all staff and employees that were at this conference. And they played the video at the conference to a ballroom full of everyone who was attending. People were moved. They cried. They clapped. They felt like, man, that's who I'm part of. I'm part of this company. I made the right decision. So it's like, yeah, you can try and reduce your turnover by pushing data or training people a certain way or whatever, or you can move them, connect with them. And could you imagine working for a company that you're like, I think this might be the right fit. I just got hired. We'll see how it goes. And then you watch a video where everyone is just pouring into you that we got your back. And the only thing more important than the camaraderie and family we have are the residents that are here. And there was like one sentence I always say when things sound really good, that it should be on a t-shirt. Like it was one of those, it should be on a t-shirt moments where one of the interviewees said, I just always think every day you have to remember that they don't live at our workplace. We work in their home. And it hit so hard. And people in the room gasped, you know, when they played it to the audience. And you just knew everyone was relating to it. And I think that's a much more powerful way to get someone to think about sticking around long term than just putting out a bunch of Facebook ads and trying to hire someone that seems to be the best fit on paper.
Okay, so that is an incredible story. But, you know, what I take away from those moments is that, you know, you can do what everybody else has done and work a lot of hours and hope for the best. But I do find, and I have some experience when I'm mentoring people, we may set goals for improving their performance so they can get to the next level. But I don't set goals initially because I find taking the time to get to know the people and their past and their culture, two or three sessions, you actually get to the nugget, the wisdom, the heartbeat of who and what they are.
Yeah,
and then you can move forward.
It's super smart. You're doing it the right way. And it's not that I'm giving you permission. It's just that I'm happy that that's your approach because we're humans. And no matter how big the building is and how many people are in it, we're humans. So you taking that time to dig in and get to know someone is huge because at the end of the day, you know, even a corporation is viewed by the government as an individual, right? So you can never escape the human element of a company, even when it's big. Yes, there's bad ones and bad things happen. But for a majority of the time, big companies and small, you're dealing with people. And you got to remember that that's what is important, is building those relationships as opposed to, we're a marketing agency. Here's package C. It costs $10,000. Thank you. You know, that's just not our style.
All right, beautiful story. So I know this can go on and on, but I'm going to take you in a few more directions here. So just the way you are, your energy, again, for my listeners here, we actually can see each other. So we're having a really engaging conversation. But let's just talk about you. We know about the services and the stories you help people make. But when it comes to inspiration, who or what along your journey has inspired you in the work that you do or who you are? And why?
It's my mom, single parent, third shift nurse, helping people her whole life, including her children. She's a total badass. And it's funny because I bring her up on my podcast all the time and then say, sorry for cussing, mom, but it's just the way it is. Yeah, not only instilling values and all those sorts of things, but really pushing into our faces, actually, that having a big heart's okay. It's strong to be empathetic. And helping people is a way to get ahead. And I joke, and it puts some people off and some people chuckle and love it, that I'm one of the most selfish people you ever meet. And that's why I can get ahead. I just happen to love reciprocity and symbiosis as much as I love business. So no one ever feels taken advantage of because I'm helping them too. But I'm always focused on what I'm trying to accomplish and where I'm trying to go. And a lot of that comes from my mom being just that beast. She was just a beast that figured things out over and over and over again. Me and my brother didn't even know we were poor until we were like, you know, nearing 10, 11, 12 years old because she hid it so well and could make food out of anything and all those sorts of things. So a lot of the ways that I treat humans and how I approach business is very human, come from, you know, just being raised by one of the best.
So beautiful. So when you think about a business leader, entrepreneur, or somebody in their career who is considering I've got to break out. I've got to do something different. I want to tell my story, but don't know where to start. What kind of advice would you give them?
Yeah, if I don't get to work with them directly, I love pushing people towards Dan Harmon's Story Circle. And that's something you can Google and have no problem finding tons of examples. He was one of the creators of the show Community. He's one of the writers on Rick and Morty, which some of your audience might not know and some might, but just fantastic writer. And what he did was take the hero's journey, which is, depending on the version, a very multiple step thing that talks a lot about, you know, novels that were written a long time ago and how that journey goes and what makes a good story. And he distilled it down to 8 steps. And it's still the hero's journey, but it's just the parts you need to get around and tell a great story. And so what we do, you know, you have a hero who has an itch and they leave their comfort to go to a new land. And the whole thing is we look at that and we say, okay, that could be our product and it's on a journey. That could be our client and they're on a journey, or that could be us and we're on a journey. And when you look at it that way, you can think, okay, my client, maybe they had a problem. They had an itch. They started looking for a company to work with because they had to leave the comfort of their own space and go looking. Maybe they've already talked to 4 companies and no one's really resonating with them. And then part of that, you know, story circle is meeting a mentor. So maybe they bump into us and we actually give them some free advice like I'm doing right now. How do you, you know, go Google something and get your mind around story a little bit. And then maybe we end up working with them because we're a good fit. I would tell people to remember that even though story is inside of us and we all relate to it, it can be crafted. It's a lot like when people say they're not artistic, which I'm also guilty of. I look at like painting and sculpting and things like that. And I'm like, that's art. What I do is all digital. If I didn't have a computer, I couldn't do it, you know. And then someone else will say, no, Dan, you're an artist. It's just a different medium. Same thing with story. I run across people all the time that say, well, I'm not a natural storyteller. I've never even like done an open mic or anything. Like, how can I be a storyteller? And then 6 months later, we discovered that one of the most creative and one of the best storytellers we've ever met, they were just never challenged or given the tools to do so. So that was a long answer to go look up Dan Harmon's Story Circle and dive in a little bit. He's got some YouTube videos where he breaks it down too, and it's just a great place to start.
So Dan, I am excited about this conversation and being able to share it with others, but I do want to take one more moment. You've got something exciting coming up in July in Michigan. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about this venture you've been planning for so long?
Yeah, the Antipreneur Exchange, a business conference like you've never seen before. That's kind of the tagline. The Antipreneur is a moniker that I released content under starting about 2.5 years ago. And it's essentially just trying to crush the status quo. That's all it is. It's not anti-entrepreneurship, it's anti-status quo. And then launched a podcast because it was starting to get some traction, people related to it. Then did some workshops and those were pretty successful. I had a client that I was creating some content for all over the country who's a global speaker. And so I was starting to go to conferences by proxy, if you will, and noticing that people were left without much. They were left with buyer's remorse and they were being inspired by ex Super Bowl champions or whatever, but they really weren't leaving with like tools to elevate their business. And after seeing enough of that, I came home and I said out loud, which is what got everything started, it's time to do this in a way where people feel empowered and actually have tools. So that's kind of the genesis. We're hosting it at the Grand Circus Detroit, July 16th and 17th in Detroit, Michigan. And really, we're trying to take a 180 approach to any conference you've been to. So like our marketing, you know, our base ticket's a $500 ticket. And I'm saying on camera and putting out to people, no, it's not $499 because I respect you too much to think I can psychologically trick you into thinking that's cheaper than $500. We're just really trying to get away from all that flashy. We have no famous people to inspire you and sell tickets. I'm kind of using the analogy of French toast. So day one, we're dipping you in story. We want to take our time. We have like a movement specialist coming in the morning to do some like self-awareness and breathing just to kind of like get you ready. Native American storyteller and drummer who's going to talk about the origin of story and how ancient and powerful it is. A really cool advocacy group that was started by kids. So we're going to have some kids who are running this amazing agency that's helping the homeless here in Michigan, school and some adults. So that'll be fun to watch. But it's all around stories more than just a word. And then day two, we're taking that French toast that's been dipped in the batter and now we're throwing it in the frying pan. And so everyone on day two, all the speakers are technicians who are going to give you the tools that now that you've been saturated in story, you can go start implementing your own story once you leave. So you don't leave with just a couple pages full of notes and not knowing what to do, but you actually leave and have been equipped to elevate your business. Another little part of that I keep throwing out is everyone says, we'll take your business to the next level. And I'm always thinking like back to Mario, way back in the Nintendo days, the next level was actually 4 stages away. It wasn't just the next level. So I think more like a ladder. We want to help you leave and grab the next rung really, really securely, as opposed to promising you that we're going to help you reach the next level. We just want to empower you with the tools to do so. So it's fun because so many people relate to just the term entrepreneur, just pushing back against the status quo. There's no silver bullets, no magic pills. There's no blueprint. I'm not going to sell you 10 things that you can implement to create wealth or whatever, you know. It's going to be, entrepreneurship's hard, and we don't glaze over that fact. But what we do is give you tools to get over those hard hurdles. So yeah, that's kind of our approach.
So fantastic wisdom. And my biggest takeaway from this is, if you really want to differentiate yourself, certainly you can go get more education, hire fantastic people around you, jump around to different organizations. But at the end of the day, it's really about you and humans and telling your story, sharing your story, finding the stories in others, because at the end of the day, we're trying to connect with humans and do great work. So Dan, thank you so much for an amazing conversation. So if people wanted to connect with you, what are some best ways they can get in touch with you?
Yeah, so we've pushed all of our stuff under one umbrella, which is Cell Core Creative, and that's cell like cell in your body. So C as in cat, E-L-L. C as in cat, O-R-E, and then creative. On all platforms, that's our name. Twitter only allows 15 characters, so there's no E on the end of Cell Core Creative when it comes to Twitter. But if you search our full name, we'll still come up. And then everything else that we do, whether it's One Minute Media, the entrepreneur stuff, it all falls underneath Cell Core now, so we're easy to find. And it also very quickly relates to people that no matter what kind of capacity we meet under, it's still story-driven, and that's what we're trying to accomplish.
Beautiful story, Dan. Thank you. It was a pleasure having this conversation with you, and just heartfelt thank you to you.
Thanks for having me on. I'm so proud of you, and it's so fun watching the last year and a half of your journey, because you're fearless. And I think that's what it takes, amongst other things, to be a successful entrepreneur. So congrats on launching the podcast. Thanks for having me on so early in your podcast career, if you will, and looking forward to seeing where you go from here.
All right. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and be well, everybody. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Drop-In CEO podcast. I hope you are inspired by our conversation and can apply what you heard to your business or career goals. For more information about our consulting or coaching services, please visit my website at dropinceo.com or visit our Drop-In CEO Facebook group to continue the conversation. Now go out, lead, inspire, and achieve your goals.